Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
And one of the things I mentioned a little bit ago is that, we were praying at our morning meeting, is that we do pray for the people in California. And I know that all of us, you know, the Word says that the prayers of a righteous person is powerful and effective, right? And every one of you is righteous, right?
Amen.
So God hears your prayer. And I know, I would say probably most of us have somebody in our life that lives in California, in those areas. So, you know, we have family. But regardless of whether you have family, if you don't, somebody else does, right? So there's a lot of people that are being affected out there. And this is a time where when you lose everything, where do you go, right? People that have never gone after Christ, this might be their time. And so be praying for that. Be praying that through all that smoke that they see Christ. And Christ hasn't given up on California, even though you see all these different things that are going on out there. But they're still His kids, right? They're all His kids. And so, not just California and the fires, but all through our United States, all through our country, there's stuff going on that they need Christ. We need Christ. So, on your time, as you're led, lift up all those that are being devastated by whatever the situation may be. So let's pray. Father God, we thank You, Lord, that we can sit here today, Lord, and just look forward to being in Your presence, Lord. Look forward to singing songs to You, Lord. Look forward to just knowing that You are in our midst, Lord. And yet there are others, Lord, that right now they don't know where they are, Lord. They don't know where they're going to go. But You're there, Lord. Your Word says that You never leave us, You never forsake us, and You'll always walk with us. So we ask that for all those people that are just in a place of not knowing what tomorrow's going to bring. Lord, meet them where they're at. This is their time, Lord. And so, Lord, as we come this morning into Your presence, Lord, may You be glorified in all that we do this morning. Our music, the word that comes forth, just our hearts set out on a table for You to just take, Lord, and mold and build and just fill with Your presence, Lord. We bless You. We love You. And Lord, we ask that You accept our worship this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go into worship.
I just read some verses that I actually highlighted. But 1 John 5 verse 14 says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." But there's another one that also says, Ephesians 3, 11 through 12 is the part that God brought to mind. And it says, according to the eternal purpose, because it has more before it, but in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him. Whew. See, this song, what we're singing about, is the boldness and the confidence that we have in Him. The ability to say, no matter the season, no matter the amount of generations, no matter what, that He knows what He's doing. And never at any point is He just gonna go and drop you. No, in every moment, you can have faith in that what he's doing is working for you, for building you up, for encouraging you, for setting tools in your pocket so that all the things that are happening in life you're equipped for. See, it doesn't matter how bad the world gets or how wrong other people are in the way that they believe things or do things. It's up to us to know who we are in him. To have a boldness and a confidence in every single thing we do. Every moment, every tribulation you come up on is a moment for you to show the glory of God in your life. See, it's never meant for it to knock you down and take you out. It's meant to build you up. See, it's the refining in the fire, right? Every moment works together for your good. Every moment that he has you going through, every single obstacle or even high moment in your life, it's all for you. See, he knows you better than you know you. He knows what's coming. He knows what you're gonna come up against, or he knows the great things that he's placing in. All of it is good. See, it shouldn't be that some are negative and some are great. He's telling us it's all for good. It's why in the moments that you feel down, praise him. The moments you don't feel like reading because you feel so beat up and so drunk through the mud, go after him and worship him. Because I'm telling you, just like even the last song, yes and amen, right? Every moment is for you. Just like both those scriptures said, we're meant to have a confidence in every single moment, a boldness, because we know that regardless of the fact that we can't see the next step, that if in faith we take it, that he's going to have every single thing figured out. As we walk in that confidence, that's where we begin to show who he is. Not who we are, but who he is in our lives. See, and that's what the world needs. You would be surprised that when you're going through something and you're focused on God, that's exactly how it should be. But you will be surprised how many people around you it can touch. Because regardless of whether you think so or not, people see how you react to situations. It could be your child. It could be your spouse. It could be people at work. It could be people on your team. It could be anybody around you that even when you don't think they're looking, they're watching how you carry yourself. And that's why we gotta be a reflection of who he is. That's why when we get a word, when we get things from God and we have a boldness in going into situations and we're not freaking out when everybody else is freaking out, or we're not stressed when everybody else is stressed. See, that's the thing. He will allow us to be calm, to be rested, to be overjoyed, to be all of those things in the moments where other people may be the opposite. Show who he is in every situation when we allow him to work through. See, and that's what we're singing about here. Rain came, wind blew, but my house was built on you. I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. See, it's speaking victory. It's praising victory in the moment. It's just allowing. See, that's the thing about worship that can be so amazing in our lives. It's because when you feel like it's all rough, the time spent, the communion with God, the worship, the reading, the prayer, that's all it is, right? It's spending time. And those moments can give you so much love, can give you so much calm, can peace, all of those things. It's really the peace that passes all understanding, because your storm can be raging around you and He will give you the boldness, the confidence that everything is gonna be fine, because it all works together for good. So I want to go back into this bridge, and I want to encourage you. Claim your victory. Worship. And just allow Him to move through every situation. Surrender every single thing and have confidence in what He's doing in your life this morning. Hallelujah.
Good morning. God has been speaking to me all this week about trust. He's been telling me, do you trust me? Do you trust me with everything in your life? And sometimes I have failed Him miserably. But I always point to Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord completely. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And one thing I just thought of when I was standing over there is that exercise that they tell you to do with your friend, to fall back into their arms. But we shouldn't be falling back. We should be walking forward into His arms, because He has us in everything. So we have to trust. Trust.
As we were singing about the stone and the foundation, that God is our foundation. He's a solid rock in which we stand on. He reminded me of how His word says that He's the cornerstone. He is the cornerstone. So in Acts, it says, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. It isn't what we build, it's what He builds. And it's what we stand on is in Him, in His word. And what I received this week, and it goes all together with what my sister said and what is being said today. Yes, we must declare it. In the midst of our winds that we were singing of, in the midst of the fires that are burning, we are to declare and decree that He is the one that we are to honor in our circumstances. And so what He also gave me was Psalm 107, and it goes all together. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord speak out, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them from the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. So no matter where your storms are coming from, north, south, east or west, He wants us to speak forth, because we are His redeemed. We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so we are going to say what He wants us to say. Let the redeemed say so. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and the great I am. Praise God.
Hello. Oh, there we go. All right. Oh, okay. All right. Hello. Okay. Oh, man. There we go. I love that song that we sang earlier today, just now, about believing in God when, you know, saying that, you know, you'll never fail, and that, you know, why would he fail now? He won't. And last Wednesday night, I was at Bible study, and one of the people there, her name is Gail. She had been going through a rough period of time, and she said, she asked God, "Where are you?" And I went over to her and I said, "Gail, God is with you. There's because God said in his word that I will never leave you or forsake you." And so if you're feeling like God isn't there, he is. Yeah. You just have to acknowledge it. You have to believe and have faith. You may not feel it at the moment, but it doesn't mean he's not there. The winds of change are going through the body of Christ right now. People are renewing their minds. And all the word renew means is change your mind. And so, which means you change your perspective. And I said to another person there, you know, the winds of change are blowing in your life because you're setting out on a new journey in your career. And I just love it how God makes himself known in hard times and in good times. Like you were saying, Rebecca, you know, good or bad, what you may perceive as good or bad, it's all good because it's all part of God's plan. You just have to focus and understand that it is for your good. It may not feel like it, but it is. Yeah. So, you know, when I heard that song, it just, that brought to memory what I said that night about God being there, not leaving or forsaking us, even if we don't feel him or see what he's doing in that moment. And so I just want to praise God for the Holy Spirit revealing that to me that night. Thank you.
My house is built on you.
Glory be to the name of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. How many of your house is built on Jesus? It's not in the sand, but it's upon a firm foundation. How many say amen to that? God is a firm foundation, one that will never shake. You know, how many know we are in an unshakable kingdom? Hallelujah. And an unchanging God, his name is Jesus. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. He doesn't change. He's always the same. What he's told you, what he's promised you, it's always the same. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. You know what? Can I get you to stand up and shake somebody's hand just for a minute and tell them thank you for being here this morning? It's good to see your face. Give them a big smile. Hallelujah. Give them a hug if you want. Hallelujah. Tell them, hey, this is the house of the Lord. Welcome. Welcome into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, saints, do you know the privilege of being in the house of the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. My house is built. My house is built. Oh, my house is built. My house is built. Oh, my house is built. My house is built. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My house is built. Keep it going. I love that. Ooh, thank you. Thank you, Linda. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the word says that a man's life or a woman's life, it's not about what you possess. Amen? It's about who you are and who you possess in your heart. Can you say amen to that? Praise God. My son's in L.A. Can you say amen? He says it's pretty smoky over there. And, you know, my sister, she's giving me a hard time. She goes, have you called John? I go, well, I didn't call him that day. She goes, you know, it's a bad fire over there. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. You see, the Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. I trust God that He's going to watch over my kids no matter where they're at. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
See, because I believe they've got a purpose in their life. I believe God's hand is upon them no matter where they're at. Yeah, they might go through some stuff. Amen? But my God, He holds them. And I trust God for every one of them. Can you say amen? I will tell you, I trust God for every one of y'all. When something adverse goes on, I trust God's going to take you and help you and show you things that you never saw before, because He is working in your life. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Yeah, our power verse today is Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Can you put that up just for a second? How many are glad that God is doing something with you?
Amen.
Are you confident?
Yes.
That of this very thing, it says. Are you confident?
Amen.
Of this very thing, that He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
You know, it's not you, how much you can do. It's He's doing it. Can you say amen to that? Oh, God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we've got no idea that the things that God's taken us through is Him doing something in our lives. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes the whole city burns. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Come on, man. Come on. Those people need help. Those people, some of those folks don't know where to turn. But the kingdom of God is always bright. The light is always on. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. If God says for you to go do something, go do it. But let Him tell you. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't let Henry, hey, I want everybody here to send $1,000 to California. Don't do that. That's not the way it works. It works by the leading of the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yeah, come on, man. Hallelujah. Everybody go, Yeah, yeah, see. Yeah, y'all are weird folks, man. Isn't that right, Johnny? Some weird folks, man. Yeah. Come on, hallelujah. Title of this message from Resurrection. To what? Reflection. From resurrection to reflection. Is that okay? Praise God. If you will, let's go with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28. Glory to God. Feels good in here. Yeah. Sense the Holy Ghost. I felt, you know, hallelujah. You know, how many know that He's always with us? He's always with us. You know how many, some folks are just waiting for His return. Shut up already. He's here. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
He's in you. Hallelujah. He's on the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things we don't get. Is that okay? Some churches just don't get it. Some folks just don't get it. But He's here. Hallelujah. You brought Him with you. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Yeah, okay. All right, Henry. All right. Here we go. Matthew chapter 28. Father, we thank You for Your word this morning, God. We thank You for what You're doing in our lives. Father, every day is new with You, Father. Every day, God, of our lives as we wake up, Lord, opportunity after opportunity, Lord, to hear from You and to see what You're doing in our lives, God. We thank You for that. For this is the day that You have made. We do rejoice and we are glad in it, Father. We love You with all our hearts, Father God. And we desire to do that which You desire for us. So, Father, this morning as we go into your word, Father, would you speak to our hearts, Lord? Would you open up things that haven't been opened? Would you close things, Lord, that need to be closed? Father, we thank you, Lord. Today, in Jesus' name, we pray. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Matthew 28, verse 1 says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And his countenance was as lightning. Praise God. His raiment was white as snow. Remember that? Remember that guy in Revelation chapter 1? For fear of him, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said to the women, fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. Amen. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy. Does fear and great joy run together? Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's a different kind of fear. Can you say amen to that? That's an amazement. That's an amazement. And great joy of what they just saw. And they and did run and bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus to them, be not afraid. Go and tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money to the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. I mean, they formed a lie, amen? Yeah. Yeah. How many of you know it takes power to raise somebody from the dead that's been dead for 3 days? Okay, send, is that right? Yeah. Come on, it takes a little bit of power. And you know how many know that Lazarus was dead for 4 days? Is that right? How many know it takes power to raise people from the dead? Can you say amen to that? Can I tell you this, Manja? Just, I mean, you might, I mean, I'm not sure if you'll believe me or not, but that power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. Do you know that? Do you know, are you prepared for that?
Yes.
Yeah, come on, man. Hallelujah. Hey, man, how many have been to a funeral? Anybody ever been to a funeral? Yeah, most of us have been to a funeral. Most of us. How uncomfortable would you be if the Lord said to you right there while you're sitting there, said, go up and lay your hands on that boy? Was that you, Lord? Huh? Hello? Hey, folks. Hey, get ready. We're getting ready to see some things. Can you say amen? God is prepping the body of Christ. We are a body, if you believe it or not. Members one of another. Can you say amen to that? Can you say that we are parts of each other in Christ? Do you know that? There's only one head. Listen to me. Ha! There's only one head in this body. His name is Jesus. Come on, come on. Jesus tells us what to do. Jesus tells us where to go. Jesus tells us what to say. Jesus what tells us what to do. Oh, come on, man. Oh. Folks, we're in a different day. We are in a different season, if you will. There is a season breaking forth upon the earth that the world isn't ready for. But boy, I tell you, the body of Christ is ready for. Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Things. Little brother said something. Things are changing. There's a change in the wind. Is that right?
Amen.
There is a change coming.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 through 13. Hey, if you will, take these scriptures down, or if you get the if you get a chance to listen again to the podcast that we send out, hey, get these scriptures, look at them, and see what God might be saying to you. It says right here, but you are not in the flesh. How many say amen?
Amen.
I'm not in the flesh. Say, I'm not in the flesh. But in the spirit. Can you say amen? It says, if so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. How many of you know that the spirit of God dwells in you? When you accepted Christ into your heart, guess what happened? The spirit of God came and dived in. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is what?
Dead.
Say the word.
Dead
because of sin, but the spirit is life. The spirit is what? Life because of righteousness. Can you say amen to that? Righteousness is life. In righteousness, there's life. The Bible actually teaches that righteousness conquers death.
Yes.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, you bet it did. Oh, you bet it did. When Jesus went to that cross and paid for our sins, went to the earth and paid for our sins, righteousness conquered sin. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Righteousness conquered death.
Yes.
Oh, sin,
where is your
sting? Oh, death, where is your victory? Is that right?
Amen.
Righteousness conquered. Hallelujah. Righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also, what's that word?
Quicken.
Say it again.
Quicken.
Shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, sistren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you will what? You'll die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Is that right?
Amen.
Praise God. So let me ask you a question. Why do we need to be quickened? Why do we need to be quickened? Yeah, you don't have to answer me. It's okay. Because we're dead. Is that right? We died. Oh, listen, folks. You got to realize who you are. When you gave Jesus your life, you died at the cross with him. Do you understand that? You got baptized. You went underwater.
Yes.
Very, very clear expression of dying, going, being buried. And then we didn't leave you underwater, did we?
Nope.
We should have. We could have. Isn't that right, John? We could have left them there. We did one bubble, two bubbles. Bring them up on five. Yeah, five bubbles. Yeah. But you were raised back out of that water. Can you say amen? Folks, that is a clear picture of resurrection. Resurrection should be happening in your life every day. Can you say amen to that? Because you're dead. You died, and now you're a new man. You need to learn things new. Can you say amen to that?
Amen. Yes.
Problem is, a lot of times we hold on to stuff. Is that all right? So let me just, Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 says this. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. It's like Jesus is walking, and he goes like this, and he goes, hey, Tommy, what's up? Puts him back. Walking along, he says, hey, here's Aaron. There's Doug. I got Doug right here. See, your life is hid in Christ. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Your life is hid in Christ.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're going to like this message because God desires to speak some things to you. Folks, you know, he's speaking things into the body that sometimes we have kind of maybe not even looked at. But boy, I believe God is excited about seeing the body of Christ be fulfilled in the earth. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm excited about it. I can't wait. I can't wait when the body of Christ begins to take dominion in the earth like it was supposed to. Can't wait till every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Every principality and power bowing before our God, before Jesus. Can you say amen to that? Isn't that a pretty picture? Imagine that in your head. Say, Lord, I want to dream about that tonight, God. Show me how the principalities and the powers will. And no, we're not talking about that guy, man. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
We're not talking about him. He ain't got nothing on us. He's beat. He's done. He's got no say unless you let him. Unless you let him talk to you. He's going to tell you God don't care about you. That's a lie. He's going to tell you God doesn't know about your situation. That's a lie. God knows about everything going on in your life. Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
Woo! But we're dead.
Yes.
We started at the cross dead. It's funny because it's kind of crazy because when you first get saved, we don't know these things. Why? Because these things are spiritual things and it's hard to understand. But as you go, you begin to pick up these things. Hey, well, let me see. My life is not my own anymore because I died at the cross. My life now belongs to Jesus Christ because he paid for me. And he gave me his righteousness for my sins. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
There's a great exchange, isn't that right, Doug? There's a good exchange, isn't that right? On whose part? I don't know if God, Jesus, why would you want to do that? Because I love you. Is that right? Because he loves us. Amen.
Yeah.
He's going to take our sins away. Your life is hidden in Christ. Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Check this out. Lie not to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. And I put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You see how you're renewed? You're renewed in knowledge after the image of him, right?
Yep.
That created you. See, you're renewed. You see, we don't learn this right when we get saved. We don't get this. But see, as you go, God begins to pour these things into you. The Holy Spirit's job is to pour truth into you, to take out the lies and put truth in. Is that okay?
Yes.
To take out the doubts and put truth in.
Yes.
Is that okay? Are you glad? We got to be glad about the work of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is not the lesser of the Godhead. He's the same. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, they're the same. Come on, man.
Same yesterday, today, and forever.
Do you realize that he's dwelling in you? Do you realize that his work is in you? He's doing it. He's bringing words to you. Words of the kingdom. Words of glory. Words causing you to see things you've never seen before. To hear things you've never heard before. In order that you might help a lost and dying world. Can you say amen to that? Ooh, come on. The agenda's not about us. It's about him in us. For the world to be touched and to be changed for the kingdom and the glory of God. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, we own the earth. The earth is the Lord's. Is that right? And the fullness thereof. And he dwells in us. You are new. Come on, man. How long does it take us to understand? I was telling the bunch this morning that God has said things. And I said, oh, I've heard that before. God, I've heard that before. I've heard that before. But then it's like the Holy Spirit said to me, well, when are you going to listen? Because we hear things and hear things and hear things, and yet we don't hold them. We don't grab the things that the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to us. What's wrong with us? Oh, come on, man. We're babes in Christ. And God is strengthening the body, and he's building us. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Have you put him off? Every time he tries to get up, do you kick him down again? Or do you get up? Do you let him get up and walk around, tell you a few things, and then go? Hey, as soon as he tries to pick up, as soon as he picks his head up, just give him a nice little boot. Hallelujah. You're done, bro. You're not in my life. So the more you do that, the less he's going to try to get up. Can you say amen? The more you keep your foot on his neck, that old man, who's that? I'm talking about you, your old person. Keep him there. Tell him, shut up, bro. Oh, come on, man. We got to learn what God's teaching us to do. Can you say amen to that? He's teaching you to be strong. He says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's the same power that raised Christ from the dead. Can you say amen? That's the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I like this. And you have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Whose image are we? The image of God. Is that right? The image of Christ. Is that right? Sean, is that right? Yeah. We are created in the image of God. We might have different features, but we are in the image of God. Can you say amen? Remember when they said, hey, is it right to give tribute to Caesar? Are we supposed to pay taxes to Caesar? Yes. Folks were trying to stir up trouble for him, weren't they? That's all he had to say was, no, don't give him any taxes money. Hey, the IRS would have came after them. Is that right? But Jesus, I love Jesus' answer. He said, hey, show me a coin. And they tossed him a coin, and he looks at it, and he said, whose image is on that coin? That's Caesar's image right there. And he throws it back to him. He tells him, hey, well, give unto Caesar what belongs to him, but give unto God what belongs to him. See, we're the image of Christ. We are his image. We belong to him. When he paid for you, he paid for you. He bought you. Lock, stock, and for some of us, the barrel. Johnny says, stop it. I think I gained 10 pounds during this holiday, man. I can't even button this coat anymore, man. But he bought me just the way I am. Can you imagine Jesus saying, no, I didn't buy all that, bro. Yeah, you did. Oh, yeah. Come on, man. He purchased us. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Look at this. That one said, well, you're the image of God. Look at it. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. He predestinated you to be conformed to the image of who? Jesus, of his son. You're predestined to be conformed. And I'll tell you something, you can't do it on your own. There's no way that you can change yourself. All you can do is make a decision to say, God, I'll accept whatever you want to do for me. Like it or not, I'll take it. Can you say amen? Yeah. See, that's important. It's not just important that we just take what we like. It's important that we take whatever he gives us. Because he is a good God. Have you figured it out? How many of you know that the Bible says that the goodness, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord? How many of you know that? Yeah. It's full of it. The goodness of the Lord. That is a statement of truth. But see, sometimes we can't see it because of all the stuff going on. But nevertheless, the earth is full of the goodness of God. See, it's how you look at things. It's how you think about God and how you respond to what he tells you. Do you just blow it off or say, yeah, whatever? In Psalms, he talks about, he's angry with some folks. He says, because I've spoken things to you and you've taken my word and tossed them behind your back. I mean, that's somebody that doesn't care about what God's saying or what he's saying to you in the moment doesn't fit for what you want. How many of you know sometimes God wants to tell us something in a place where we don't want to hear what he has to say? Has anybody ever been there? I've been there. But yet he'll speak. And I say, okay, Lord. Yes. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. Look at this. See, the Holy Spirit's job is to transform all of us into the image of Christ. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies. Amen?
Amen.
Because God is merciful. Is that right? Kindness. Humbleness of mind. Meekness. Long-suffering. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. How many say amen?
Amen.
You know, folks, the body of Christ needs to be a body of believers that believe what God said. Can I just tell you that forgiving those that have hurt you is very important to you? Do you know that? Do you know that unforgiveness is not of God? Is that right? Do you know that? Do you know the kingdom operates in forgiveness also? There's love, there's joy, there's peace, but also unforgiveness. Do you know how much unforgiveness creates a lack of peace in the heart? How many of you say amen to that? How many of you have ever been so angry at somebody you couldn't forgive them? And then all of a sudden, then God lets you know that you got to forgive them. Why? Because you dead. Is that right? We talked about it already, right? You're dead. Why would you hold on to something that the dead man died? That guy is dead. Well, somebody hurt me now as before I got saved. So what? That person that you're talking about that got hurt is dead. But you're alive in Christ. Christ holds no grudges. Can you say amen to that? The soldiers that jabbed him at the cross or nailed him to the cross, what do you have to say about them? Oh, you guys are going to get it. No. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. This is the attitude of the kingdom of God that we belong to. Forgiveness is a big deal with God. That's why he says in his word, if you don't forgive, God can't forgive you. Why? Because it's not of his kingdom. Unforgiveness is not of the kingdom of God. Don't you love it when you dig in stuff? Don't you like these kind of things? Don't you like to hear these things? I love it. Yeah. Because sometimes God gets after me. Well, yeah, Henry. So as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also are called in one body. And be thankful. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
Put on love and be thankful. But I want to talk to you about where it goes. Take it back, Terry, a couple of times, where it says humbleness of mind. Humbleness of mind. You know what? God does not like high-mindedness. Can you say amen to that? And sometimes, folks, sometimes we might have high-mindedness in a way in our hearts that we don't even realize it's there. Is that okay? It's not okay. Because God wants us to have a humble mind. A mind that will receive the word of God. Can you say amen to that? You have to have a humble mind to receive what God might mean to you. Because it's easy to push off. Humbleness of minds. In James chapter 1, verse 21, he says this. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. See, lay all that junk aside. I don't even want to go into what that is. And it says, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. See, God wants you, the way you receive God's word, you got to be meek. You got to be hungry. How many of you are hungry for God's word? Man, Scotty, can you shut this one off? It's really hot up here, man. Yeah, and you got to have a hunger and also a meekness to hear what God might be saying to you. Because sometimes what God is trying to correct in us, folks, I mean, it's always wonderful for God to show us new things. Amen? To give us revelation. But sometimes when he's trying to talk to us, we push back. We don't want to hear that. We think, well, maybe he might be saying something to you. You know, you were awful mean to that person. Well, he deserved it. God said, well, no, you were awful mean to him or her. Well, they deserved it. But see, God is pinpointing things in your spirit so that he can address them with you. Can you say amen to that? How many know that the Bible tells us to put me in remembrance is what God's word says, right? Remind me of what I've said. Is what he says. He says, remind me of what I said. And then he says right after that, this is in Isaiah, I'm not even sure where it's at. But he says right after that, he says, let us plead together. Can you say amen? See, everything that God wants to do in your life, you gotta get under that yoke. Can you say amen? Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Because you gotta submit to that yoke so that he can lead you and guide you and take you to where he wants you to go. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh yeah, come on, man. No longer. Are you to lead your life in every direction that you want? No longer. You are to humble yourself and have a meekness in your mind to listen to what God is saying to you. Now, I'm going to say this to you. There's a lot of people, and as I go, how many of you know that the Word of God says this, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water? Yeah, can I say that to you? Do you know who it was that said those words? His name is Jesus, our Savior. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then he also said this. He told them before he left. How many know that Jesus spent 40 days with the disciples after his resurrection? 10 days before the Pentecost. 10 days. But on that 40th day, he tells them, he reminds them, he says, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry or wait until in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Yes. Is that right?
Yeah.
And what was that power? Holy Ghost. Folks, there are churches out there that won't have anything to do with the Holy Ghost. They don't want you talking in them tongues. They don't want you prophesying over anybody in the house. They don't want any of that. But I will tell you today, you know, how many of you know, do you know that there's over 30,000 denominations? Do you know that? Over 30,000. And there are Christians out there that are saying that there is no way that all of them could be in unity. Jesus said, he prayed to his Father that they be one like we are one. Do you remember that? He said, make them one like we are one. Can unity happen? Absolutely it can. But without the Holy Ghost, it ain't going to happen. The Holy Spirit is the one that brings the unity of the body of Christ. Can you say amen to that? Leave them out. Might as well do something else, Fred. Go fishing. Because there are churches out there say you don't need to do all that stuff. Where Jesus is saying, he says, everyone, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Yes.
And he told them to wait. Wait till you be endued with power. I have kind of an issue with some places, some churches call themselves churches. They will send people out on missions and stuff, and they're not endued with any kind of power. All they got is what the church told them to go do. And that's not God, folks. Come on, man. Jesus said to wait for the Holy Ghost. Wait till you be endured. Acts chapter 1, verses 2 through 9. Let me read this. until the day which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandment to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Pertaining to what? Speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom.
Yes.
Not the religion. Not the denomination. Yes. The kingdom. How many of you are kingdom people? Woo! See, I'm a kingdom person. I heard it. My son told me the other day, I'm an Emmanuelist. What's that? How many are Emmanuelists? Emmanuel means what? God with us. That's who I am.
Yes.
See, I'm of the kingdom. I'm not of a denomination. Could never be anymore. It's all about this kingdom that God is bringing in the earth.
Yes.
Mm. Being assembled with them together, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water. And this is what the Holy Ghost, this is what Jesus is telling them before he leaves. He says this, you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. There's churches out there that say that's only for the apostles. That's a bunch of malarkey.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not true. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of to Israel?
Yeah.
Every time I read that part right there, I don't like it. Can you say amen to that? They wanted the kingdom back in Israel. You see, do you realize how small-minded that is? Because this kingdom that we, it's not just the earth, folks. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
That sun that we're orbiting around, Pluto, Jupiter, and Mars, and Venus, and all those planets are under orders of the kingdom, by the kingdom. What holds them out there? Nothing but the word of God.
That's it.
It's the kingdom. Now they want to reduce this huge kingdom to this little city in Jerusalem. No, man. See, we can't stop this kingdom. Can you say amen to that? This kingdom is coming and you can't stop it. God's going to have his way. Ooh, hallelujah. Wilt thou this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power. Everybody say, yeah. How many want power? I'll tell you, this is power under authority. That power is better be under authority. You just don't go do everything that you think you need to do. You let him tell you what to do, when to do it, what to say, when to say it. Can you say amen? This is called authority under authority. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
See, that's with power.
Yeah.
You'll be witnesses unto me with power. Under all the parts of the earth with power. The Holy Ghost working in you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I'm glad you said amen. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 says this. And when he had spoke on the, I'm sorry. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. But let me just say this to you. The tongues isn't the important part. It's the Spirit. But the Spirit prays in tongues. Can you say amen to that? The Spirit prays in the Spirit. Can you say amen to that? Can I just, I just want you to know the most powerful prayer you can do is when you yield yourself to the Holy Ghost to pray through you.
No.
That's the most powerful prayer.
No.
See, for some reason, we have this mindset that we got to say the right words at the right time. We got to let people hear these words at the right time. You know what? Just pray in the Spirit. Pray. Well, let me show you this too. Let me just make sure you get this. Romans chapter 8, 26 and 27 says this. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Is that right? Aren't you glad He's with us?
Amen.
He helps us. Can you say? For you know not what you ought to pray for as you ought. Can you say amen? I don't know how to pray for the protection for my son. I just say, Lord, I know you're watching over him. And then I pray in the Holy Ghost. I leave that up to him because he knows what's happening. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, that should be himself, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Oh, man. Come on, man. I love it. Sometimes the Spirit just comes out. I love this. I love the groaning. Can you say amen? It happened to me. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. I was feeding my horse and my one cow. I had one cow. His name was Wooly. And we had two horses, I believe. Yeah. We had two horses at a time and one cow. And Wooly was over there. And I had been asking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit because once I saw it in Scripture, I said, I want it. I had people at work tell me, that's not for you, man. I said, well, it says it. It says it. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. So if it says it, I'm going to take it. I want it. And I've been sensing God so much that if it's not, He'll tell me, well, that's not for you. Is that okay?
Amen.
If it's not for you, He'll tell you it's not for you. But this book, folks, tells you it's for you. It's all for you. See, it's not you anymore. It's the Spirit dwelling in you. And we, with our mind and the way we think, the way we, I had somebody said, hey, you don't need to be praying in this. You shouldn't be praying out loud in the church service. I said, well, okay. I said, why is that? He goes, well, that is a prayer language that only should be done in your prayer closet. Well, what if my prayer closet isn't around when I need it? Is that okay? Is that a good thought? You got a good response? What if I'm in California and I'm at a car wreck? Do I need to run back to Arizona, get in my closet, and pray, and then go back and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do? that kind of thinking don't work. Praying in the Holy Ghost for a Christian is proper. It is you allowing yourself to be used by the Spirit of God to pray. Basic. God the Father does things when we're praying in the Spirit. Things that we can't see coming, He's taking care of. Things that are coming that are going to arrive with us, He's taking care of it. He is strengthening us and building us for what's to come. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Even though we can't see it coming. Is that okay? This is praying in the Holy Ghost. And somehow we have people out there that, I mean, all you have to do is mention the Holy Spirit and they shut down. They don't want to talk to you anymore. They'll ask me, what kind of church are you? Well, I'm non-denominational. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, we're pretty much kingdom. Oh, I can go with that, yeah. I said, I'm also Pentecostal. They've had enough. They want to walk away. Why? Why? They have been taught that this thing isn't for us, where the Bible doesn't teach that. It's real. And I will tell you that the church of when that we're going to see the manifestation of the church comes via the Holy Ghost. No other avenue.
Amen.
No other avenue. Hallelujah. See, do you see what it says there? Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities. If for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. You know, the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Is that right? Yeah. Pray without ceasing. I don't know about you, but I have a hard time praying in my own mind. And then I run out of things to pray about. Is that right? Yeah. I don't know about, maybe you guys don't, but I do. Small mind, I don't know. Oh, Johnny. I run out of things to pray. But I can pray in the Spirit all day long. Hallelujah. And I can sense His presence in those prayers.
Yes.
How do you think we got in here? I ain't the brightest knife. I'm not the brightest knife. I'm not the sharpest knife. There we go. I'm not the sharpest knife in the bucket, man. I'm not the... Hey, it's called praying in the Holy Ghost. When God said, prophesy to the house, I said, God, I don't know what to prophesy. Of course I don't. But He does. Out of my, all of a sudden, I felt this effervescence. Is that the word? Effervescence. This Alka-Seltzer thing. I don't know, whatever. Open up, O ye gates. Open up, ye everlasting doors. See, the place was boarded up. And the King of Glory will come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, mighty in battle. Out of thee, O house of God, shall flow rivers of living water. Out of thee, O house of God, shall flow the people of God, carrying water, rivers of life into the city. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prophesy, O man of God. Ooh, yeah. That didn't come out of my toolkit. That came out of His toolkit. He knew what He was doing. Paid cash for this building. I never paid cash for a thing, anything in my life. I always bought my vehicles on time. I always bought my house on time. I paid my bills, but I never paid cash. And when that lady, how are you going to pay for this? We said, well, we're going to pay cash. She goes, there's a lady at the title company. She goes, can you give me about a week? I've never done a $1 million cash transaction. Praise God. I hear my wife laughing at me. Boy. Folks, how you do it by the Holy Ghost. Let Him lead you and guide you. Just pray in the Spirit and watch your path, because He begins to shine light on it. The Lord is a light under my feet. Whew. Glory to God. He helps our infirmity. We know not what we ought to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groaning that cannot be uttered. And He searches the hearts and knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints according to what? Can you see the importance of praying in the Spirit? Praying in the tongues, praying in tongues, because He prays according to the will of our Father. Can't get much better than that. And we want to hold these, we want to hold all these prayer meetings and prayer sessions and all this, which are cool. That's good. But I would say, man, hey, you know what? Pray in tongues. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. For you don't know what's coming, but He knows. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had a guy up the mine tell me one time, I'm a prayer warrior. Really? Yeah, good. And I said, do you pray in the Spirit? He goes, no, I don't believe in praying in tongues. I don't believe in that stuff. Well, I guess, okay, whatever. You see, folks have been taught that this is not needed, where God is saying, this is what I've given you. This is the gift I've given you, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want you to Jude chapter 10. How many of you guys say amen? No. There are no chapters in Jude. Okay, Jude 20. Sorry, I better just leave that alone. But you, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying where? In the Holy Ghost. That, folks, I mean, you might not want to say, you may hear me say it, but that is praying in tongues. Because in tongues, he builds you up. You don't know where you need to be built, how you need to be built, but he knows everything about you. And he knows if you'll just pray, if you'll release your mind. Can I tell you your mind? You start, first time you get, how many of you remember the first time you prayed in tongues? Does anybody? My mind said, that's silly. That's gibberish. Is that right? Like I was getting ready to tell you, I was feeding my two horses and my woolly bully. And I went out there, and I've been seeking the Lord for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That people have been telling him, nah, I mean, you know, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, and it'll come down. And what I didn't realize, it was already in me. I just had to find that place to release it. I didn't know that. A lot of folks that don't believe it. Guess what? You believe in Jesus? Yeah, Jesus is living in you, and that Holy Spirit, even speaking in tongues, is within you. No way. I don't believe in that. Yeah. Well, it's there. He's there. Well, I'm feeding my horse. I'm throwing grass over the fence into their trough. And as I'm throwing, I'm singing. I don't even remember what I was singing. This is the day that the Lord has made. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. I said, come on, Wooly, sing with me. Anyway, I tossed it in, and all of a sudden, I started speaking in tongues. Hila rama, hey, hey, hey. Whew. Left what I was doing, ran in the house, and that's when you had to go to your phone inside the house. Had no cell phone. Called up my pastor. I said, man, I was feeding the animals, and I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. I started speaking in tongues. And he told me, two things, Henry. I want you to do two things. I said, all right, what is it? Hang up the phone and go back doing what you were doing. Okay. So I run back. Oh, man. Folks, I have prayed in the spirit. Well, there's been a couple of days I was in the hospital. I don't know if I was praying in the spirit while I was under. But I have prayed in the spirit every day. Every day. Every day. Without fail. I made a decision in my heart that I'm going to pray. I'm going to turn off my mind and allow the ministry of God to flow through me. And as I prayed, the Lord would give me things into my mind. He'd tell me things. Just a wonderful way to do things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love this scripture, Zechariah 12:10. I know, Terry, I probably didn't give it to you. Can you put it up there, brother, if you can pull it up real quick? This scripture, Zechariah 12:10, says, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me who they pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. I remember sitting in my kitchen. I don't know what I was doing. Rosie had left. And I had on the radio, a song came out. And I think his name was Dallas Holm. And he was singing, go ahead, drive the nails in my hands, laugh at me where you stand. And then he says, the song goes something like, for I will rise again. Ain't no power on earth can hold me down. And I'm listening to this song, and all of a sudden I realized with all my heart that what Jesus did for me. He wiped out my sins with his blood by his dying for me. And then I began to weep, and I see this. And you know, it says that they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. I wept and I wept and I wept. But I want you to go back to that first part. It says here, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace. See that? The spirit of grace and of supplications. See, this spirit of grace makes supplications. See, he's talking about praying in the spirit right there. This is the Old Testament. I have been finding these words, these little jewels all over the Old Testament where God is saying, I will do the praying. He says, it's not by my power, but it's by my spirit. He said, I will fight the battle if you'll let me. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
He does the fighting. You allow him. By how will you let him? Pray in the spirit. I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace. Well, I'm going to fall down. The spirit of grace. You guys know what grace is? Grace, you can look up in the Strong's Concordance, and it's got a few descriptions of what grace is. But the one I like the most is charis. It's a Greek word, and it means divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. See, he resurrected you and gave you grace for all the little filthiness that we do. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And he gets you through all those things, begins to remove them little by little by little. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Drunkenness was one of my main one. But I still had an anger problem. I had foul mouth in my mouth. Didn't know how to get rid of that, but he did. Got rid of all those little things. It didn't come all at once. See, we're all different. And the Holy Spirit knows how to do it in everybody's life.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is divine influence in your heart. And it creates a reflection of him in your life. That's all he's after. That Christ, the image of Christ, would be in you. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. Once again, Colossians 3:10 says you are renewed after the image of Christ. And Romans 8:29, you are the image of his son. Can I just ask you who you are? Who are you? Who you are? Who are you?
Jesus Christ.
Who are you? I will tell you who you are. Could you stand? I'll tell you who you are. Man, it's hot up here. I will tell you who you are. Let me just tell you who you are real quick. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who you are. And God is doing a work in every one of our lives.
Yes.
God is perfecting the body of Christ even now. Can you say amen to that? I'm excited about it. I love what God is doing in the body of Christ today. Can you say amen? I can't wait. I can't wait to see my King. Hallelujah. In a visible form. Can you say amen to that? But folks, the body of Christ is going to be in a visible form prior to that. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. The body of Christ is rising up. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we are to reflect who you are in this earth. Father, we're not to reflect our own selves because our own self is dead. Father, we are to reflect you and who you are and this kingdom and how it operates, Father. So, Father, this morning I speak to your children, God. I speak to myself as well, Father God, that we would receive everything that you have for us with humbleness of heart, humbleness of mind. And, Lord, allow us to display your glory in places that we, Father God, we don't even know about. Allow us, Father, to do that in the earth today, Father. We thank you for it. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory, Father. Father, your word says that you hear the requests, the prayers of the righteous. Father, we thank you. Father, help those that are in California. Help them, Father. Show us how to help if we can. Lord, help them, Father. We thank you for it. We praise you for it, God, in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, hug somebody's neck. Tell them thanks for coming. And glory to God.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.